everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we're really excited today. We have Brooks Darnell with us. And thank you so much, Brooks, for coming back on the podcast.
Of course. Of course. I you know, every time I see you guys pop up, I'm like, I got to get back on.
Yeah, you were on our podcast back in January 2021, which feels like a million years ago, doesn't it?
It does. Why does it feel like it was just last year?
Yeah. And you were on here to talk about Winter Getaway. And I think that was a really like interesting movie to come out then, because none of us could really do
Getaway
in 2021.
Yeah.
I think it was, and I remember we're talking about it and being like, we'll get through this somehow.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think we're all still feeling a little slighted from that time, but you know, hopefully we've all, you know, bounced back and took a long vacation or, you know.
Yeah. Have you had a winter getaway yourself?
Yeah, I have. Like this whole year I've been getting away. Last year I did a month in Europe, like four or five different places. And this year, you know, probably I think 2 weeks ago, just got back from Maui. A month before that, got back from Punta Mita. A month before that, got back from, where else did I go before that?
I can't even keep them straight.
Yeah.
I just got back from a trip to LA. It was
nice.
An adventure. They had snow for the first time in like 30 years.
Yeah. Everybody was posting that they're skiing or, you know, doing that whole thing. So
it was wild.
That's the beauty of being in LA. Where are you based at?
I'm in Salt Lake area. So we've had crazy snow here too, like 2 feet at one point. And my parents live up a higher elevation than me. It's been wild.
I almost made it to Sundance, and that's kind of why I didn't go. I know you're in Salt Lake, that's Park City, but
but I'm a film critic, so I cover Sundance, and so that was really fun. It was just so nice for it to be back.
That's what I hear. I didn't I'm debating if I'm gonna go to South By, but
I'll be there.
Okay. What are you covering?
I am there for a website called Rotoscopers, which is an animation website. And then just from like my own content, I was really excited because for some reason they didn't make me press, for Sundance. I don't know why. I've been the last 3 years, but I was so excited for South by Southwest that they accepted me as press. So it's going to be fun. Yeah. So anyway, so then you had Advice to Love By. That year. And I really enjoyed this one. It was actually in my top 10 non-Christmas Hallmark for that year.
That didn't get around to me, but I like that. Thank you.
And I thought it was a fun concept of these this relationship author, and you like kind of her like going undercover, and it seemed like it would have been a fun movie to make.
You know, Aaron and I had a blast. It was a fun one to make. The weather was beautiful when we were there. It was good. It was good. And the story obviously was an interesting story. You know, I veered away from the Christmas movies. I think that's the first time that I veered away from doing a Christmas movie. So it was fun.
Yeah. Or a snow movie at least. But, but you had to do the scene with the judo. Was that fun?
No, there were mosquitoes.
Oh no.
That's what I remember about that scene is, I took Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu and Hapkido for like 15, 16 years. So I was used to that part of it, but the mosquitoes I was not used to. We were out there and it was hectic.
Was that in Vancouver?
Was that one in Vancouver? Yes, it was. It was.
Ho, ho, ho. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies podcasts, especially at Christmas?
Do you enjoy the holiday previews, recaps, interviews, and bonus episodes?
If the answer is yes, please consider supporting the Hallmarkies Patreon. We need your help to do what we do both during the Christmas season and all year round.
But not only do you help a podcast led by strong, independent women by becoming a Patreon, you get to become a part of the Hallmarkies family.
Starting at only $2 a month as a patron, you will have access to our Facebook Patreon group where we talk about the movies, shows, and more all year.
We also have many monthly patron watch-alongs with guests like Lacey Chabert, Natalie Hall, Paul Campbell, Mary Lou Henner, and more, giving their behind-the-scenes details of their films.
As a patron, you also have the chance to provide input into the podcast and even join us at different tiers.
So this Christmas season, spread some cheer to the Hallmarkies Patreon and become a member today. You won't regret it.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies to learn more.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
I think that one, I would say it's maybe a little underrated. The people, you know, don't talk about it. But I enjoyed it.
I see we have a diehard Advice to Love By fan.
Yes, that's okay, right.
All right. Well, wait till you see this one. This one's good too.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, let's talk about Holiday Heritage real quick. Are you someone who celebrates Kwanzaa? Was it something you were used to?
We used to. And I think as we got older, my brothers and I, we kind of veered away from it. Mm-hmm. For no fact other than just sheer duties, you know what I mean? Other stuff comes up, and you know, same thing with Christmas, to be honest. Like, we celebrate Christmas, but I used to celebrate it kind of like the whole month of December. You know, now it's like a week before and kind of a week after I really get into it. Just because I just got so much stuff to do. It's like hard to really, I don't think I put my tree up until like the 21st or 20th, or something like that, which is not like me. It's usually up like right after Thanksgiving, like day after.
Did you get a fresh tree?
What's that?
Did you get a fresh tree?
No, because it's just too much work right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I don't like to hand the work off to my assistant or, you know, housekeeper or whatever. So I like to do it all, you know, because that's the whole point of it. Right.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, if I can't do it, then I just won't do it.
Yeah. Well, I think that we're all kind of getting back into the swing of things, you know, with after the pandemic, it's like people were kind of nervous about entertaining again. And it's just, I think it's taken a little while to sort of get back into those old routines or figure out, okay, well, maybe we don't even want to get back to them. Maybe we want to do something new, or I don't know. It's just been a weird period.
right. Yeah. Yeah. It's still a little bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, my favorite part of the movie was that whole segment of celebrating Kwanzaa, like the whole montage where they had like the dancing and I thought that was really fun, special.
It was cold, but it was, it was fun. We all had a blast. I felt bad for the ladies though, cause they just, you know, they had those Kwanzaa dresses on, and it was just like, you know, I was able to be in a coat and scarf and bundled up, but I just felt so bad for them. But you know, those are the things that you do to get the shot, and you know, they handled it well. But yeah, it was a blast. We had, you know, some real Kwanzaa, I don't say professionals, but you know, they really know Kwanzaa, and you know, consultants is what I'll say. Mm-hmm. And they were good. You know, they came in, they told us what we needed to know. And you know, but I'll tell you what, Holly was our Kwanzaa like queen. Like, she knew as much as the consultants knew. Yeah.
but I don't know. I just think that they did a pretty good job of just like letting the characters live the Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
And it was hard because they had to balance both Christmas and Kwanzaa.
Yeah, which I think they did very well in the finished product and in the script. And that's, you know, one of the reasons it's so seamless and it does so well, and you can have three stars in it, is because
the
script, you know, was written well for it.
So was this one, was it shot in the fall?
Yeah.
You said it was cold?
In October.
Oh, wow. So it was one of those fast turnaround ones.
Yeah, shot in October, I think. Was it October? September, October, I think. And then we September, October. And I think we were done end of October, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we had Lindy on the podcast. We've had Holly on before a couple of years ago, but we had Lindy on, and she's the best. We loved her.
Yes. Yes. I was just with Lindy. We shot a little passion project this past weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll have to get it to you once it or find a way. I don't know if you can remind me or whatever. Once it comes out in about a month or two, remind me. We'll
I'll it put a reminder to myself to remind yeah. you. Cool. So you have the new one, Game of Love. Why don't you mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about it, about the movie?
So Game of Love, it's about a marketing guru who I play, and a game maker who Kimberly plays. And we're paired together to come up with a game for Valentine's Day. It's not Valentine's Day. It's like the annual like big game reveal.
Okay.
And we were tasked with coming up with it. She has her ideas. Of the creation of it. I look at it from a marketing standpoint, and our ideas clash. And then we figure out a way to make this game. And along the way, the audience sees, you know, our personalities clash, but also underneath what we truly want from mm-hmm. life, and how we find it in each other and help each other to really to suss out what it is we're truly going for. So it's the game aspect is real fun. Like mm-hmm. I learned a lot from being on set with this movie. Like there's a whole community of like board gamers, like not video mm-hmm. games, like board gamers, and dressing up and like the cosplay of it, and it's a thing, man.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And we actually shot at a board game studio, like restaurant studio, where it's like you look at a wall and there's literally hundreds of games. And I'm like, I thought in the world there was only like 10 games. Your game was like Monopoly and Clue and, Hungry Hungry Hippo and stuff like that. I didn't know there was like 100, hundreds of games. But yeah, and some of these campaigns can go on for years. They don't stop.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite board game that you like playing?
I don't. I was always kind of the kid that was outside. Like I didn't have, I don't say I didn't have patience, but I would play board games when it was raining,
mm-hmm.
I mean? Or card games when it was raining. Other than that, I would be in the garage playing with a basketball or I would throw up something or read something and then act it out or direct mm-hmm. my brothers in something. All right, let's set this play up. And I direct them in the play. So I was never one to like really sit down and like focus in on a game. I just don't have patience for the other person's mm-hmm. turn, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you feel like you're a competitive person when it comes to games and things like that?
Yeah, I'm competitive, but I'm a compassionate competitive.
Okay.
Like, I want to beat you, but when I beat you, I feel bad that you lost. Mm-hmm. So I won't rub it in as much as I want to.
Right.
But unless it's my brothers, if it's my brothers, I know at some point they're going to beat me, so I have to rub it in. And, mm-hmm. But for the most part, I'm like a compassionate winner. I'm like, oh, hey, like, listen, next time you'll get it. Don't worry about it, man. Like,
yeah,
here's how you beat me. That's kind of my thing.
Well, I come from a family that loves games and we're pretty competitive with games. You can't just like just play and have a nice game. And I agree with you about the rain. Yeah, whenever it rained or snowed, you'd play Risk or Monopoly or games like that, apples to apples,
mm-hmm.
fun ones.
I don't know Risk, but I know Monopoly. At a certain point, you couldn't play Monopoly in our house because it got to the point where it started to become personal.
Yeah.
You know, well, you lost money in the game and that's how you are in life. You always spend money you don't have and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Monopoly is that whoever gets Park Place and Boardwalk wins the game. I mean, that it's almost impossible to win other ways.
Yeah, because you always have to pay them.
Yeah. So it was interesting, actually, just last week, there was a documentary on PBS all about Monopoly. It was very interesting. And it was particularly, there was this whole lawsuit that was filed against this guy who made up this game Anti-Monopoly. Mm-hmm. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And it was very interesting.
Anti-Monopoly. Never even heard of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's by design. They didn't want anybody to hear about it. So that's why they sued him. And he refused to settle or refused to admit he was wrong. And they ended up, the Supreme Court ended up siding with him and not Parker Brothers. So anyway, wow. it was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, but this sounds like a lot of fun. Kimberly Susted, she's a real comedic actor. So that must have been fun to kind of work with her on this.
Yeah. She's very, very good when it comes to the comedy stuff and just knowing the funny beats and knowing where to find the funny. And so we had a good time doing that.
Was this in Vancouver?
This one was in Vancouver. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Good. This one was in Vancouver. Good old Vancouver. Yeah.
So do you, when you get assigned a role, do you do anything to help build a chemistry with you and your scene partner?
Yeah. You know, when there's time, well, you know, obviously we do the table read, we do a read through, you know, I like to, when, if I have time or we have time and we're there early enough, go to dinner and just talk and, you know, have drinks and hang out. And, you know, that way the first time you guys meet and speak to each other is not when the cameras are rolling. So, sometimes, you know, the schedule doesn't allow that, but, Hallmark and the directors that I've worked with usually put enough time in at least a weekend before for us to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Hallmark, if you're hearing this, keep giving us the time to do that.
Yes, please.
and the budget to go out to dinner.
Yes. Well, very good. I'm looking forward to it. I think it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. This one is a little different for me. It's going to be a little bit of a ride and you're going to have a lot of laughs in it for sure.
So it's more of like an outright comedy than the others, you'd say.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the love is still intertwined and you know, it's instead of a romantic comedy, I'd say a comedic romance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you've done the soap opera, so you're used to like doing a lot of content, like having to learn a lot of lines quickly.
Luckily, you know, that's the bane of a lot of existence, the bane of existence of a lot of actors. No, that's not mine.
Yeah.
You know, mine, the lines come really easy. You know, I do have an assistant who we work on things with, not line wise, but, you know, and I have coaches that I work on things with. So, you know, it's just one of the facets, but it does come easy for me because of, you know, first of all, because of the theater and doing plays, but also because of the soaps helped as well. But, you know, that was never really my hurdle. I always had you know, easy line memorization.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for the postable, hardy, or Hallmarkie in your life?
What about getting that t-shirt or hoodie that will help you stand out at your next holiday party?
Now is the time to check out the Hallmarkies merch store.
Full of festive designs by artists like Jessica Miller, Carrie from Hallmark Comics, and more.
You can even have more than just shirts, but totes, cell phone cases, notebooks, mugs, and more.
And it isn't just Hallmark. We have designs for Anne of Green Gables, Man from Snowy River, The Nanny, and more.
Every purchase at the merch store goes to help support the podcast and allows us to make the great content you know and love.
There are frequent sales, so go to tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies or see the link in the description.
That's tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies.
All right. Well, last time you were with us, we gave you our basic fun questions. And so you get this time the holiday fun questions. So put on your Christmas cap.
All right.
First question is what is your favorite holiday drink?
It'd probably be eggnog. Eggnog with alcohol, cinnamon, but non-dairy eggnog. I found
a good non-dairy
eggnog.
Yeah, like the oat milk or something like that.
No, this one was did it have oat milk? No, it was coconut.
Oh, that'd be coconut. Good.
Yeah. I was doing the oat milk thing, but it's like, have you ever tried to get milk out of an oat?
No.
That's what I mean. But like, yeah. If you open a coconut, you can see how you can get milk out of it. And that just, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know how to get milk out of an oat. It seems like a long process. So yeah. I don't want to, you know.
It's a good theory. That's true. All right. What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
My mom makes this like thing. I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's rolled and it has like a cream cheese in it and it has nuts in it. I forget what it's called and I kind of want to call her. It's called something. What the heck is that thing called?
A cake or something with cream cheese in it?
It's like a nut roll. Let me call her while we're on here and ask her what that thing is. She won't answer. She calls me every day, 6 times a day. And then now that I need her to answer, she won't.
Hello?
Ma.
Yeah.
You're on a podcast interview right now, so don't say anything outrageous. I'm calling you live. What is that nut roll thing you used to make with the cream cheese in it?
Cream cheese? What else did it have one?
Cream cheese nuts. And you would roll it up and it was like a long.
You think of the kolache?
Kolache, is that what it is?
At Christmas time?
Yeah.
That's kolache.
Okay.
Kolache. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I'll call you back. All right. Bye. Kolache. There we go.
Yeah. I've heard of those.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Very good. Okay. What is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
Have to be Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
That whole album.
She's the queen. Queen of Christmas. Yeah. All right. What is your favorite classic Christmas movie?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Nice.
Mic drop. Nothing else needs to be said.
Okay, Tim Curry, legend. All right. Which do you like better, Scrooge or the Grinch?
I'd have to say the Grinch. He's just more fun. He's so mean. He's so much fun.
Yeah. He even takes the last can of hoo hash. I mean, that's just
yeah. So it's, you know, it's like, man, that's mean, but it's fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Scrooge is just like,
yeah.
Just like, yeah. It's like there's nothing to like.
Okay. Which do you like better, clear lights or colored?
Used to be colored, but now that I've gotten a little bit older, clear. Color, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. It just looks like it's too much sometimes.
I kind of like the colored for the outside of the house.
Yeah. I agree.
And then the tree, I kind of like the clear.
Yeah. I should have specified. I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather be in a snowball fight or build a snowman?
Snowball fight. Every day, snowball fight. Have you seen Elf? Like, that's my dream when in a snowball fight.
And you have to have a lot of snow to build a snowman.
Yeah. It has to be the day after the snowfall. It can't be the day of snowfall. It has to be snowfall.
Yeah.
And that's good packing snow right there.
Yeah. All right. Would you consider yourself a good gift wrapper or not?
Ooh, gotten better, but I wouldn't say I'm good. What I will say is I'm not donation gift wrap good.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are like, no seams, everything's creased. You don't even know where the paper starts or ends. Like, that's good. Like mine is like, okay, you're trying, but you're not quite there.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. Like the people who wrap gifts at Barnes and Noble or that kind of thing. Yeah. For charity. Yeah. They're really good.
Yeah. They're like, all right, I see why you're working here. Here's 50 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever it is. Right. Like, thank you. Because this is like, yeah.
Perfect.
And then you go and tell people like, yeah, I wrap those.
Yeah. All right. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I don't. And the reason why I don't is because I buy a new one every year. Like I clean my closet out probably once every 3 months. I hate, if I haven't worn it in three months, it goes.
Oh, so you like having a real new look. Current look.
I wouldn't say new. I'd say like not cluttered. Mm-hmm. I think I do it more for my closet than my look.
Well, a lot of times those ugly sweaters, they are really itchy is the problem. My main problem. They're not comfortable.
I do try to find like super ugly ones, like ones that like, you know, what you can't do is you can't go buy it at like a store. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is you need to go to like thrift stores or secondhand stores. And that's when, like, you can't just buy an ugly sweater. It has to be kind of too small or too short or, you know,
Skin
off of it or, you know, stuff like that. That's the good ugly sweater.
Yeah. You want like an authentic one.
Yeah.
That's like a true ugly sweater as opposed to like one with like Baby Yoda on or something like that's not
like a store-bought ugly
not
sweater.
As good
we're
yeah
going for ugly sweater. I want one we were going for cute but landed at ugly.
yeah like crafty that has like super glue on it at some point.
Exactly the reindeer eyes is falling off. I'm with you
on that. Well, very good, you did it, you answered all the questions.
Those are the fun, you know, the questions are the funnest part. The movie stuff, give me the questions.
Well, thanks so much for coming on talking with us. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I always have fun when we're on. So thank you. And until the next one.
Yes, we'll be looking for, you had that project with Lindy you talked about, and then hopefully we'll get a Christmas movie.
Yeah, for sure. Her and I work well together. But in about a month or two, if you remember, I won't remember, but you'll have to.
Okay, I will. I promise.
Okay.
All right. Well, very good. Do you have social media or anything like that you want to share?
I do. I'll be posting about it on Instagram at Sincerely Brooks Darnell, and whatever I post there usually goes to Twitter anyway. So.
Well, if you go to South by Southwest, you have to say hi.
We'll do. Well, I'll be in a couple places on the East Coast before then. So hopefully I'll make it out there.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. Well, good luck in the movie, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks. Good luck with the rest of the year if I don't talk to you.
Okay. I'd like to thank Brooks for coming on the podcast. This was so much fun. Let us know what you think about all the different things that we talked about in the comments or on Twitter. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. Also, make sure that you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod, Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And if you are watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have the Patreon group where we're going to have this week. We are having our watch along with Catherine Davis for Christmas on Fifth Avenue. It's one of my favorites. So it should be a really fun time where you get to hear all about the making of the movie and behind the scenes details. And it's only $2 a month to join the Patreon. So it's like so cheap. Please check that out. Also, make sure that you take a look at the merch store. We have lots of fun designs, lots of sales. So please take a look at that. And thanks so much, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Bye.